If you're blind or partially sighted, it can throw up some issues because we're trying to end the isolation and yet we are all having to self-isolate. Joined now by Paul Quigley from Manchester. Now, Paul lives with retinitis pigmentosa and lives on his own and recently moved to an area. And the coronavirus hasn't really helped things, has it?
Not at all, Simon. No, it's been an absolute ordeal. But having said that, like with everybody, whether sighted or not sighted, there's light at the end of the tunnel. No pun intended, being tunnel vision, of course, in my case. But I mean, the point is that at the very outset of this terrible social isolation crisis that we're all facing across the country, I was one of the people who, because I live alone now, I'm totally reliant on home delivery for my food supplies. And I take my deliveries every week from one of the big brand supermarkets. And in trying to organize food deliveries, of course, it was solidly booked up. There was nothing available whatsoever. And I suddenly realized just how vulnerable I was and isolated, in fact, because I cannot physically, despite having a white cane, as you know, I still physically can't get to and navigate a supermarket. It's just impossible for me to do that, not only because of the main roads around where I live, very, very dangerous, and the crossings aren't always functional, but also when I get there, because the way that they're structured, the social distancing technique of shuffling along at every 2 meters, as an unsighted person without a guide, of course, is totally and utterly helpless, because nobody can move into that your space to take your forearm and lead you forward. They can almost like bellow instructions like you're in some sort of concentration camp, like get forward, you know. And of course, I don't know which direction to go, so it's totally impractical. And I just, envisaging this, Simon, was just an absolute nightmare. And to my rescue, surprisingly, I rang the council just over a week ago, and not expecting a great deal, to be quite honest, because I know how understaffed they are, and budgets, of course, have been slashed from central government. But I just thought they might have some sort of scheme, and I left it with them, and I didn't even think much of it. I started to think about which people I knew around here, whether it was my cleaner or, you know, other people I sort of hire to do certain jobs for me, that whether or not I could beg, you know, steal or borrow some of their time to, next time they go shopping, could they grab me some milk and bread and things? And it was strange, because on Thursday evening, these two shopping bags full of food suddenly arrived on my doorstep, and I had no idea where it had come from. There's just this male voice said, "Four to you, where I leave these," and I said yes, and this man just came and just disappeared. He didn't announce who he was, and I had a vague idea that it may have been something to do with social services, but I won't be sure. And anyway, it was only this morning, as it happens, this very morning, I got a phone call from a very nice young lady from Tameside Council, which is my local council in Greater Manchester, asking me if I'd got the delivery of the groceries last Thursday, and was it all right, and do I need any more? And they're bringing me some more, Simon. So it's like manna from heaven. The angels have arrived, and they don't want paying for it. I said, well, I can't take this stuff off you for free, surely. And they, oh, no, they refuse to take payment. And it's the basic stuff, you know, bread, milk, butter, biscuits, baked beans, the, you know, stuff to get you through the couple of days, or probably about 5 days worth, I would say. But I'm absolutely incredibly impressed, because I thought for about a week I was really in dire straits. I just thought, there's no way am I going to be able to get through this, that if it keeps going on and on and on. And as we know, it seems to be, well, there is talk of up to 6 months. I dread to think that it, hopefully, but I mean, you know, I have got sort of some canned food, as a lot of people will do, and dried food like pasta and stuff. But it's not so much that, is it? You need to put stuff with those things in order to make meals. And I was going to definitely run out. And I was quite frightened, I'll be honest. I was really thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to have to venture out there. And I'm going to be a risk then. I'm going to be a risk to not just myself, trying to get down a main road to, I have no idea where my, even though I've been in this house 2 years, I have no idea where exactly the supermarket is, because I haven't needed to. I can just book online ordinarily and have the food delivered in the home deliveries. But as I mentioned before, all of those slots are solidly booked up right into the middle of April and beyond. It just says unavailable. When I do my text-to-speech reader, it's just got solid, a wall of unavailable. There's nothing doing at all. Still isn't. I checked this morning. Absolutely nothing. Some of the competition also the same. And I'm just so grateful that there are people within the council. And there's obviously an action group that is thinking about people with visual impairments, because as far as I'm aware, we didn't fall within the 1.5 million central government list that they've been doling out to the supermarkets to say these are the people that you need to make sure get food supplies. Obviously, that was for people on, you know, with more sort of mobility needs and different issues who are home-based. But for us visually impaired people who don't have immediate family, who don't have a network of friends around us who can bring stuff, who are trying to do what they call independent living, suddenly aren't independent anymore because the whole system collapsed effectively. But it seems to be, due credit to the local council, they have made some effort, and hats off to Tameside Council in Greater Manchester, Simon. So that's my story for this last week, really. And have you been getting up in Glasgow land or Partick or wherever you are?
Yes, well, it's challenging. I have some friends who have offered to go and get some shopping for me, but I'm a bit funny that I don't particularly want people putting themselves at risk on my behalf, especially. So I'm trying to work around that. But, you know, this is the same for all of us all around the country. The RNIB have got some great advice on their website. If you head to rnib.org.uk, on the front page, conveniently, there's good advice on coronavirus. And if you scroll down with your text-to-speech or whatever and click on the links there, some great suggestions, and I think there's a bit of a discussion going on just now with the supermarkets with regard to this, the kind of the problems that we're having. And Sainsbury's, they are offering a service where you can place the order by phone, pay for the delivery. I think it's about £2 something.
Yeah, £2.95. Yeah.
Basically, a click and collect. And Tesco's are kind of sort of talking about click and collect as well. One of the other suggestions is that if you have other shops around about you, like farm shops, they tend to sell more than just milk. You might get eggs and cheese there and some other products. And also, I suppose, takeaway as well. So a lot of the pubs are now offering takeaway ready meals, etc. So there's a cost implied, obviously, in these things, but it's needs must, doesn't it?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because obviously the benefit system on which many of us with sensory deprivation, whatever, or whatever you call it, rely upon, you know, our budgets aren't unlimited, so we can't really just, you know, do that. But I mean, you take your point, and I think that, I think that there's probably a great market opportunity now for smaller players to move into this space after the, you know, hopefully this crisis, hopefully it will, you know, diminish. We still don't know for sure. But if it were to diminish, then hopefully a lot of people think, you know, we don't want to get caught short. I certainly don't want to be getting caught short like that again. And I certainly won't be putting all my proverbial eggs in one basket with one main supermarket, because it's just one of those things, isn't it, Simon? You just never could have predicted that, oh, yes, you know, big brand supermarket's going to go, I don't know, go down, and the whole network's effectively going to be seized up, and there's going to be no food for you, Sonny Jim. It's just one of those eventualities you could never ever foresee. It's bizarre. It's a bit surreal, actually. I don't know if any other people are thinking it's all very surreal, and you're kind of pinching yourself thinking, is this actually happening? Why me? Yeah,
it sort of emphasizes how ill prepared we are for something like this to happen. So, I think we're all going to think a little bit differently going forward. If you'd like to find out the information again from RNIB, it's rnib.org.uk, see differently. And if you go onto the main front page of the website, and of course, don't forget that if you are having problems and you're feeling your wit's end at the moment, don't forget you can phone RNIB. They want you to phone, and it's 0303 123 9999. So that's 0303 123 9999, and get a friendly voice on the phone and see what advice you can get. In the meantime, though, what's your plans?
Well, I've actually toying with the idea now of being the blind Monty Don by getting some seed potatoes and a bag of compost and getting a big potato grow bag, Simon. And I'm going to ferret around this later this spring and see if I can grow some baked potatoes, some King Edwards or something. That's the plan. I'll probably make a complete pig's ear of it, but I'm going to try. And I'll let you know later in the year how I get on.
Yeah. Well, a tip for that is if you get a barrel and grow them in a barrel, you can grow them in different levels. And if you get one of these, you know, these things you get for picking up litter with the little grab hands on them, and you can get in there and you can pull out the potatoes as they grow. So that's another suggestion.
That's a very good suggestion. I'll see if I can find. Is it a special sort of a dustbin kind of arrangement with the different levels on it then? Is that how it looks?
I think it's basically you can use anything like that, and you just layer it but put the potatoes in, put the soil in, put another layer. Yes. But I would get some advice on that, and we're hopefully going to get some gardening advice over the coming weeks. But in the meantime, Paul, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Do keep safe, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Simon. Take care, everybody. Thanks very much.